Welcome to Living Life in the Anne, for the woman who is set on getting everything she effing deserves. I am your host, Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes, your best life transformation strategist. I help women to get everything they desire and deserve in life by equipping them with powerful strategies for immediate implementation to achieve fulfillment. Because life is too long to live unfulfilled. It's time. Girl, it's time. It's time for you to get everything you desire and deserve. It's time for you to live your life on purpose and to live a life of fulfillment, meaning, and joy. It's time. It's time for you to walk boldly in the power of your decisions. Because girl, if you're going to be in this world, you need to be fulfilled in this life. Life is too long to live unfulfilled. Join me for another episode of Living Life in the End, where you learn how to achieve fulfillment and commit to completing all the desires of your heart. Hey, I'm glad that you've joined me for a Living Life in the End masterclass. These masterclasses are series-based, where you get powerful strategies that help you to make powerful decisions to create the life you desire and deserve. Because remember, the power of your decisions drives the intensity of your fulfillment. Your life is a product of your choices. Well, you need some strategies to back up those choices. So when you join the masterclass series, you will get a great deal of information that you can turn into strategies that you can develop plans to get the life you desire and deserve. Because it doesn't happen just because you want it to. It happens because you decide to implement strategies that get you there. So grab a notebook, grab a pen, get yourself centered, and get ready to learn powerful strategies for powerful decisions to create the life you desire and deserve. And remember, make sure that you catch all of the different parts of the series so that you get the full impact of these teachings. It is my pleasure to bring you the Living Life in the End Masterclass series. It's time. It's time to get everything you desire and deserve. Let's get it. All right. So we want to, of course, focus on creating the life you desire and deserve. And if you spend any time in the C-suite, you're going to always hear those terms, creating the life you desire and deserve. Why create? Because it is an action. The life that you desire and deserve doesn't happen by default. It doesn't just come to you. There's no magic pill. It's something that you truly have to create. And it is a life that you desire, something that is from your heart, that you desire for yourself. It's not something you just want, you think about having, that you think is okay to have, but it's something you truly desire. And I want you to always believe that your best life is something that you deserve. And it all really begins with mindfulness. Now, of course, when you hear the word mindfulness, a lot of times what comes to mind is meditation. And meditation certainly is an aspect of mindfulness, but I really want to focus on what it means to be mindful and how you bring that to life and how you make it more than just meditation. Because meditation is a very important component of it, because it allows you to still your mind, S-T-I-L-L, still your mind, so that you can truly be mindful about what it is you desire and deserve, and you can be mindful about what it takes to create that life. So let's get into an overview of what we will cover in this series. So in this briefing, we're going to cover, going to answer the question for you, mindfulness, what is it really? In our next briefing in this series, we will look at the combination of being mindful plus deliberate and how that equals living your best life. Get some meaning to that. I know those are catchy phrases, living, I'm living my best life, but we really want to get some meaning around that so that you can truly create that best life that you desire to serve. Then in part three, we're going to get your mind ready for the next and highest version of you. And of course, MIND is an acronym for mindfulness in action, intentionality in everyday actions, developing your not list, and then the most powerful aspect of mindfulness and creating the life you desire and deserve, your decision. So we'll talk about that. And then finally, in this series, we'll close it out with the magic of mindfulness is in the action plan. So as we go through this, I want you to remember that mindfulness is the beginning. Okay, it's a powerful base, if you will, for creating your best life. But ultimately, it boils down to your actions. That's why we're progressive in how we go through this. So with that, let's get into part one, mindfulness. What is it really? And, you know, there are lots of different definitions out there, but as I have begun to practice mindfulness myself, as I've begun to implement it into my coaching, into my training, into how I carry out my everyday life, this is the definition that I ascribe to, okay? Mindfulness is a conscious decision to be aware of your thoughts, behaviors, actions, intentions, and desires. So let me repeat that. Mindfulness is a conscious decision to be aware of your thoughts, behaviors, actions, intentions, and desires. So let's break it down into just the components of that definition right quick to just emphasize the power in mindfulness. First of all, it's a conscious decision, meaning it's something that connects to your heart and soul. And it's something that it's not just happening to you. It's not just happening around you. It is something that you are creating because you're bringing it out of your consciousness. You're connecting with your consciousness, right? With what you believe, right? So that's the most important, or the foundation of mindfulness is this consciousness and connection with who you are. The next most powerful aspect of it is the decision. And I believe that our lives begin and end with the decisions that we make. And when we are conscious of the decisions that we make, we truly create a powerfulness for ourselves. So it's so important to be powerful in our lives. And we exercise that power through the decisions that we make. And so it's a conscious decision to be aware. And that means you observe, you understand, it's discernment. You have an awareness of your thoughts, behaviors, actions, intentions, and desires. So that means you're not just acting by default. You're not just robotically going through life. You're not just reacting to whatever happens. You are actually being aware of how you show up, if you show up at all, why you show up. So everything that you do when you practice mindfulness is based on a decision to do it. You know, you are mindful of the people that you're spending time with. You're mindful of how you're investing your time. You're mindful of how you invest your money. You're mindful, meaning everything that you do is a conscious decision, meaning you're exercising power in your life by connecting to your actions, your behaviors, your thoughts, your intentions, and your desires. And let me just break down just really quickly why those components are important to be aware of. Your thoughts create, every thought you have creates a future. I believe that. So if you, whatever it is you think, you create an outcome. You think you're stupid, well, then that's how you'll act. You know, you begin to teach yourself negative things when you have negative thoughts, right? If you think you're a failure, if you think that you're never going to get whatever, well, then you won't, because that's the reality you're creating. So when you become mindful of the thoughts that you have, you are beginning to shape your own future. So it's so important to be mindful of your thoughts and understand how you are self-sabotaging, okay? Your behaviors, you need to be aware of, you know, of how you show up. You know, how are you acting? You know, how are you behaving? How are your thoughts manifesting in your behaviors? And then how are your behaviors then impairing or enhancing your actions, right? And then are you mindful about your intentions? So when you enter into a relationship, personal relationship, professional relationship, business relationship, service relationship, are you intentional about how that relationship is going to create value, mutual value, how you'll bring value, how you desire to get value, and how the relationship creates value beyond the relationship, you know, the world around you? And then are you mindful about your desires? Because we need to be more consciously aware of the desires that we have. And are we acting like our desires? Are we acting like we believe that we deserve what we desire? And how do we speak about our desires? Because I have become very mindful about the words that I choose when I describe what it is I desire. I have made a point to abandon the use of the word I want. I have also become mindful of talking about things that I want to acquire in terms of my desires and my needs, and to really differentiate, but particularly as it relates to how I spend my money, because that is an area that I have struggled with for years. I have not always been a good financial steward, and I have committed to being a better financial steward. So I have become more mindful of how I describe the acquisitions I want to make, because I truly do not need, I don't, another pair of shoes, but I certainly want them. I certainly want to get them. You know, and in some cases, I truly desire new shoes, right? Because new shoes just make my whole heart sing. Art makes my heart sing. I desire to acquire new pieces. However, I don't need to. So as I am making financial decisions, I'm mindful of the words that I use, because the words that I use define the connection of the desired acquisition to my goals. If it's a want, if it's just a desire, it's just something that'd be cool to have, right? Well, that's not a good investment. May not necessarily be a good investment of my finances if I'm trying to save or have other financial goals. But if it is truly a need, I need to pay my rent, right? I need to buy groceries. And even within that spectrum, there are certain things that I need to be able to have what I need to for food and necessities and toiletries and things like that. You know, there's a differentiation even between when I buy groceries. So again, the point here is exercising power and being conscious and making decisions based on mindfulness, so that you're not just acting without strategy, and you're not acting in connection and alignment with and intentional as it relates to being in a position to actually have the life you desire and deserve. Because if you're not mindful about how you spend your money, I'm using that as an example, then you will look around and the money that you want to put towards, say, buying a new house, buying a new car, you know, investing for the purpose of expanding your retirement portfolio, it won't be there because you would not have been mindful about how you've spent it. And, you know, spending money is usually a really good analogy for that you can apply to a lot of situations, but I hope you get the concept of, again, mindfulness. So now let's explore further what it truly means to be mindful. There are three components about mindfulness, and what we're focusing now is truly the mind component of mindfulness, you know, just the basics and understanding the connection. So the first is your presence. Secondly is intention. And then thirdly is attention. So the three components that I want us to shift our focus to as it relates to mindfulness is presence, intention, and attention. Okay, so what does it mean to be present? Because one of the things, or something that I have really committed to, I suppose, in the last 3 years, is really experiencing life. And I'm trying to find the book. It was a book I read. I don't see it right now. The name of it's not coming to me. I've got like 50 million books in my office. And so I don't see it. But the book focused on creating great experiences. And I read it at the beginning, I think, of 1 year. Like, you know, because during New Year's time, you know, when you get ready to make your New Year's resolutions, a lot of times, you know, I will read a book to kind of begin the year. And I happened to read this book in that January. And it really turned on the light for me about the importance of creating great experiences. And in creating great experiences, a huge component of that is being present in your own life. Because, you know, as the CEO of your life, you can either live by default or you can live on purpose. And being present allows you to live on purpose. And so presence is important in our relationships. It's important in our decisions, and it is important in creating meaningful experiences so that we're truly living life rather than just breathing every day. All right. So there are six components I want you to think about as it relates to presence. So if you are present, the first element that you bring is trust. So, and you can really get this as it relates to being present in a relationship. When there is a trust that, you know, I'm going to give of myself, give of my time, give of my energy, give of my heart if it's a personal relationship, give of my money if it's a business relationship, give of my reputation if it's a professional relationship. But trust is a really important component, because when you are truly present, again, you're trusting the other person, you're trusting the situation, you're trusting the experience, that it is worthy of your presence, of you being there. The second thing is it represents a commitment. When you're present, you're committing to being there. And this is so important, you know, especially as it relates to our relationships. And every success that we have requires a relationship. You cannot be successful in business without successful relationships. And you've got to be committed to the relationship. You've got to be committed to whatever it is that requires or that is required to get to the success that you desire. So commitment is an important element of presence. The next element is connection. When you're present, you're actually connecting with the other person, with the experience, with the circumstance, the place, whatever is going on, the activity. And so it represents this connection. And so we have to be mindful about the connections we are making and ensure that we are connecting to people, places, things, experiences, circumstances that connect us to our goals, connect us to our desires and what we deserve. Because if you're connected to something that's pulling you further away from what it is you desire and deserve, well, then it's going to be that much harder to get whatever it is that you desire and deserve. But you've got to be aware of the connection. So that's an important element of presence, is making sure that wherever you are present, it is connected to your why, is connected to something that you desire and deserve. And then the next component is awareness, and knowing where are you, truly, do you know where you are? Do you know where you're making those investments of commitment and connection and trust, And again, awareness weaves in and out of all of these components. And also, your presence is a validation. It's a validation of the other person. It's a validation of the situation, but it serves as a validation that, that the other person or the relationship, the situation, again, is going to get you, your connection, your awareness, your commitment, your trust, and your presence. So your presence is, in many cases, a validation for so many things. And so, again, that's why you have to be aware of where you are presenting, right? So that you are validating the things, the people, the situations, experiences that connect to what you desire and deserve. And your values and mission and vision. And again, ensuring that you're not sending the universe. And when I say the universe, I mean energy. I'm not necessarily talking about the universe representing a higher being. I mean all of us and the energy that we create that is out there. What message are you sending to the universe? Because the energy that you reverberate influences the energy you get back. And so if you're validating the wrong energy, negative energy, harmful energy, energy that's taking you further away from your goals, then you're sending mixed messages about what it is that you desire and deserve, so you don't attract the energy that actually helps you to move towards your goals, your desires, and what you deserve. And then finally, your presence represents worth, okay? Because there is a worth and a value to who you are. And you don't want to devalue who you are by being, again, present in the wrong spaces, with the wrong people, in the wrong circumstances, in situations that don't connect you to what it is you desire and you deserve. And you want to ensure that your experiences are increasing your worth. They're increasing your value, that you're adding value to others, you are receiving value from others, and in turn, your worth is being increased in value, rather than giving value to a circumstance that's not giving value to you and in turn decreases your value. So again, be mindful of your presence. All right. And so again, this is how you show up, and it is also the literal where you show up, the presence of you. So in a relationship, it's the trust, the commitment, the connection, the awareness, the validation, and the worth. In experience, is the same thing. Okay. All right. So now let's move on to, let me just say this final thing about presence. Your presence is physical, mental, emotional, financial, experiential, and your time. So when we're talking about the mindfulness and the presence component, we're talking about literally physically where you're showing up, mentally how you're showing up, emotionally how you're showing up, financially, again, where you're sowing your money, experiential, the experiences you're creating, and then also your time. And I would say be particularly mindful about how you spend your time, because it is the one resource that once we spend, we can never recoup. Never. You lose money, theoretically, and literally, you can get it back. But when you lose time, that time is gone. You never get the day back, the hour back, the minute that you spent with somebody. So that's why it's so important to be mindful about how you are present. Okay, so now let's move on to the second component of mindfulness, and that is intention. So intention, as the word suggests, is, you know, literally, what do you intend to create? And being intentional, meaning you're living your life on purpose, with purpose. You're not just going about life willy-nilly, but you are intentional in creating the life you desire and deserve. So this involves how you show up. You know, you have to be intentional in showing up with energy, showing up with the intent to create value, showing up with the intent to be joyful, because you can't necessarily create the circumstances or control the circumstances around you. But you can always control your intentions. Always. You can. So you want to make sure that you are aware of your intentions when you begin. Be mindful of your intentions. My intention is to create a life I desire and deserve. My intention is to be joyful in every situation, even when the situation itself is not joyful. And there are things that you can do, if that is your intention, is to be joyful, is to not allow external circumstances to influence whether you experience joy or not. Okay? But it all begins with an intention. And your intentions show up or are manifest, rather, in the choices you make, and in some instances, the choices you don't. So it's being intentional about how you exercise that power of choice, because this is one of the most powerful things that we have, is the power of choice. So, you know, you have to ask what is motivating you and understand what is driving your intentions. You know, are you showing up jealous? If so, what's driving that? Is it envy? Is it insecurity? Is it you seeing someone else achieving something that is similar to what you desire? Because our desires are never the same. I can't desire what someone else desires. We can't occupy the same space. I may desire to do something like what they do, but what they do is for them and what I do is for me. And we can't really exchange that. But, you know, but understanding, you know, the motivations. Are you being motivated out of a good space, or are you being motivated from a not so good space because you're not feeling your best? You know, you're feeling insecure about your own ability. So it's influencing your intentions. And so when you're mindful of that, you can align your motivations with who you truly are. And then it allows you to have intentions that are aligned with the life you desire and deserve. And it's also what we bring to the moment, you know, your intentions. So, you know, when I come to this briefing, I come with the intention of sharing and teaching and connecting, right? You know, that's what I want to bring to this moment, is clarity based on my understanding. And that's all I can bring. It's based on my understanding. And, you know, how do I want to show up in this space? I look forward to showing up for our evening briefings, because it's an opportunity for me to share what I believe is valuable information that can help someone, you know? And so that's the intention that I bring to this space. And so our intentions are where we exercise power, because this is where you have power, because someone else can desire your presence for the wrong reason, for negativity, for drama, for foolishness, evil, whatever, however you want to categorize it. But you have power because you control your intentions. You cannot control someone else's intentions, but you always control your intentions. And because you control your intentions, you have the power to influence a situation. So always remember that. So now let's move on to the third component of mindfulness, and that is our attention. So we've talked about being mindful about our presence, which again includes our presence physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, experientially, and timely, okay? Then we've talked about your intentions and how this is truly the power that you hold, because you always control your intentions when you are mindful of them. And then finally, it's your attention. What are you giving your attention to? And this involves, what are you listening to? What are you watching? And what are you feeling? Okay, what are you listening to? What are you watching? And what are you feeling? And this is where we truly, truly, truly have to be mindful, because what we give our attention to is what will grow in our lives, grow in importance, grow in influence. And so we have to be very mindful about what are we giving our attention to, right? You know, what are we listening to? What are we allowing to influence our thoughts? Because it is so hard to listen to people, to messaging, and not be influenced by it. And so I take this very seriously. I am so mindful about what I listen to that there's certain TV shows I won't watch. I don't really watch a lot of television because, unfortunately, a lot of it is negative. And I don't want the constant reverberation of negativity in my mind, because I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to start thinking about it. It's going to influence how I feel. And so I'm very mindful to ensure that the things I listen to enhance and enrich me. And if they don't, then I don't listen to them. So if it's a TV show, if it's a movie, I don't watch horror movies. That's evil to me. Like, some people enjoy the thrill of a heart. No, not me, not at all, right? So I'm very mindful about what I listen to. And the same thing for what you watch, because what you look at also influences or has the ability to influence how you think. So be mindful of the things you're watching. And that's the thing about television. You're experiencing watching it and listening to it. You know, so I like to listen to music that is going to uplift me, because I began to notice how certain music influences my feelings, my emotions, how I show up, right? And then the last thing, of course, is giving attention to your feelings. How does being in the world make you feel? How does being around this person make you feel? How does being in this situation make you feel? You need to be mindful of that and pay attention to it. Because if you're constantly in situations that make you feel small, if you're constantly around people that make you feel sad or angry or like you're nothing, be mindful of that, and then make decisions about how you're going to give your presence to that situation, and what are your intentions as it relates to that. So it's really important to listen and watch for the presence also of the intention of others, because, you know, you have control over your intentions. You don't have control over other people's, but you can pay attention to others' intentions and then act upon that. So make sure that you're listening, watching, observing how you feel for the presence and intention of others. Are you being present for someone who is never present for you? Be aware of that. Be mindful about that. Are you being present in a circumstance that does not align with your intentions? Okay. Are you showing up in good faith and with good intentions for someone who is not there with good intentions for you. Because one of the things I always say is this, you know, not all good people are good for you. And not all good people, or not all people do good things for you for good reasons. Meaning they're doing good for you, but the intention is to manipulate you or to, you know, otherwise a bad faith intention. And so you have to be mindful about the intentions of others. Why are they being good to me? Is it because they truly, authentically desire to give of themselves in this way, or do they want something from me? And then you can make decisions, because you may know, well, the only reason they're doing it is because they want something from me, but you're aware of that, you're mindful of it, and then you make a choice based on what you know about their intentions. Okay, and so then again, you take back the power and you're operating in your intentions. Okay, and you know, it's important, you know, if you are having a conversation with somebody, you know, how do you figure out what their intentions are? You know, you can ask, you can listen to what they're saying, and then you know, you really engage in that conversation and process what you hear and see and feel, and then you decide on how you're going to act on it. Again, operating that power. Because a decision to focus, you know, being mindful really is a decision to focus on what really matters. And that's what this attention component is really focused on, focusing on what really matters. And it's important for you to be mindful about what you're focusing on so that you know, am I focusing on something that matters, or am I putting all this effort and focus into something that at the end of the day is not going to enrich my life, it's not going to enrich the lives of others, and in fact, it is taking away from the value of my life. It's taking away from my joy, okay? So you want to be mindful of that. And then finally, attention is an opportunity to understand and articulate what you desire and deserve. Because once you pay attention to it, once you are aware, you make a conscious decision around what you listen to, what you watch, observe, and what you feel, then you can now have an understanding and articulate what it is that you desire and deserve. So you pay attention to the world around you, the people, you pay attention to others' intentions, and then you have the ability to create and articulate what it is that you desire and deserve. Okay, so that's pretty much it as it relates to kind of giving you a foundational approach to mindfulness. And I want to end with three questions as you are thinking about this concept of mindfulness and how you will embrace it. Hopefully you will embrace it. So these are kind of three what I call power questions. And mindfulness for me is all about power, right? And it is exercising my own power because I'm making a conscious decision to be aware about my behaviors, my actions, my thoughts, my intentions, and my desires. And so it's really about power. So here are three power questions, mindfulness power questions that I want to end this with. The first question is, what do I deserve for others to hear and receive from me? What do I deserve for others to hear and receive from me? And you may say, wait a minute, how is it I'm deserving it, but others are hearing and receiving it? Here's why that is so important. Because you don't get what you desire in life unless you ask for it. You don't get what you desire and desire and deserve in life unless really you create it. You'll get some things, but you don't get the fullness of what you desire and deserve by default. You have to ask for it. You have to create value. Others have to see your value. And so are you, you know, what is it that you deserve for others to hear? Your voice, right? When you are able to articulate what it is that you desire and deserve, that's something that you deserve for other people to hear. So you want to be mindful so that you are present with the people who can hear what it is you need to say, so that you can be intentional in your words and how you connect and communicate with others, and that you can command the attention that you desire and deserve. Okay, so that's the first power question. The second mindfulness power question is really understanding this. What do others have the capacity to hear and receive? Oh, this is a powerful question. What do others have the capacity to hear and receive? Because here's the thing that I think, and this is, you know, lessons I've learned the hard way, is that, that's why I said, you know, not all good people are good for you, because some people are good, but they simply just do not have the capacity to give you what it is you desire and deserve, whether that's on a personal, professional, or business level. They just don't have the capacity. And so when you are giving your presence, intention, and attention to a person, a situation, an experience, an investment that does not have the capacity to yield what it is you desire and deserve, you are either mindfully throwing away your energy, or you're not exercising mindfulness because you've not really asked yourself that question, or you've ignored the answer to it. That happens a lot too. We know people that we love don't have the capacity to give us what we desire and deserve, but we love them, so we continuously sow into them, right? Or, you know, in my instance, again, this is a frivolous example, but, you know, we know, like, I know that, that's really not a good example. I was gonna give an example about, you know, investing money into shoes, knowing that, though, here we go, this is how it's gonna connect. Investing money into these fabulous shoes that do not have the capacity to yield what it is I desire and deserve in my life, other than being fabulous in my shoes, right? So, but again, this is a really important question to ask, because people cannot give you beyond their capacity, and some people just don't have the capacity, and you have to be realistic about that. And again, this doesn't make them bad, but it helps you to make decisions about how you're going to be present, what your intentions are, and what attention you will give to this person, situation, relationship, business, experience, whatever, that does not have the capacity to hear and receive, right? Or to yield what it is you desire and deserve. And then the last power, mindfulness power question is this: how can I act in a manner that honors what I desire and deserve? How can I act in a manner that honors what I desire and deserve? And this is what we truly need to get to the heart of. Because the first two questions have to do with other people. Again, can't control them. You can influence them. You can be present. You can give them your intentions and your attention. But you can't control them. And ultimately, what we want to be able to focus on is creating the life we desire and serve. And so we have to be honest with ourselves and be mindful. Am I acting in a way that honors what I desire and deserve? Going back to my shoe analogy, what I desire and deserve is to have a home of my own. Moved here to Atlanta, I desire to buy a home. Am I honoring that desire when I buy frivolous purchases? When I make frivolous purchases of shoes that I don't need? No, I'm not. I'm not. So that's an easy example, but there are other ways that we truly dishonor what it is we desire and deserve. So that's the last mindfulness power question that I want to leave with you. And I want you to truly ask yourself, do you act in a way that honors what you desire and deserve? So this ends our CEO evening briefing on mindfulness. What is it really? as we begin our series on mindfulness is more than meditation. And I hope that this has illustrated for you really how powerful mindfulness can be, and to expand your concept of it beyond meditation. And I will say meditation is an important component. So as we begin to talk about how you practice mindfulness, you'll hear about meditation again. But again, I wanted to expand your mind beyond just meditation and really think about the powerfulness of mindfulness.
Hey, this is your girl, Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Living Life in the End for the woman who is set on getting everything she effing deserves. I hope you learned something, felt something, but most of all, girl, I hope you are ready to do something. Please be sure to let me know what you got out of this episode. Please subscribe so that you don't miss out on another great conversation. And of course, I'd love it if you would give us a rating and review and let me know how you are living life in the end. Because remember, life is too long to live unfulfilled. Your life is the product of your choices. Choose to commit to bringing the desires of your heart to completion. Let's get everything we deserve. Girl, let's get it. Oh,